今天选读的经文记载在新约约翰福音21章15到19节。会众请聆听上帝的话。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：你爱我吗？就忧愁对耶稣说：主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说：你喂养我的羊。我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀上帝。说了这话，就对他说：你跟从我吧。本周箴言，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。以弗所书4章11到12节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Pastor Lee, members of Chinese Lutheran Church of Honolulu, sisters and brothers in Christ, greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus.
李牧师，华人信义会的会众们，朋友们，还在基督里的同工们，我奉耶稣基督的名来问候你们。
It is an honor to be here with you today and to share in and celebrate the ordination of Zuka into the ministry of Word and Sacrament.
今天我很荣幸的能与你们在一起，分享并庆祝朱科被案例进入圣道，施洗圣礼的事工。
I bring you greetings from the more nearly 450 congregations and more than 600 pastors in the North American Lutheran Church.
我带来北美信义会近450个教会和600多位牧师的问候。
I also bring you greetings from Pastor Marvin Combs. He's the dean for the Southwest Pacific Mission District, of which you are a part, as well as from our former bishop, John Brodowski.
我还带来了马夫克夫斯牧师的问候，他是西南太平洋宣教区的区长，是你们教会所属的区会，然后包括前主教 John Brodowski 的问候。
This is a big day for all of us, a special day for this congregation, as well as for the life that we share together in the NALC.
今天是一个特殊的日子，是你们教会特殊的日子，也是我们北美信义会的特殊的日子。
And Ray, this is obviously a very special day for you and for your wife Tran and for your family.
朱科，今天是你、你的妻子和你家人的一个特殊的日子。
As after a lot of hard work, you are about to begin a life of ministry and service as a pastor in Christ Church.
经过了许多辛勤的努力，即将进入成为牧者，来牧养基督的教会。
Without rehearsing all of it, I believe it's fair to say that a lot has happened in your life to prepare you for this day and for what lies ahead.
我相信在你的生命里已经发生了许多事，来准备你面对今天和迎接将来。
It is no small journey or task to prepare oneself for ordination.
要预备一个人被案例，不是一个简单的历程。
To be ordained means to be set apart by the church for certain roles and responsibilities and functions.
被案例 是教会把你分别为圣，托付给你特定的职责。
As the word itself suggests, ordination has to do with an orderly approach to the ministry, an ordered approach in how the church carries out its work.
正如这个词本身的意思，按例是按着次序进入圣工，是一种有规有矩的方式，让教会发展事工。
In this case, to be set apart for ministry and to be ordained into this church body means that the North American Lutheran Church is setting you apart to preach and to teach and administer the sacraments, care for God's people in such a way that through the church and your ministry, Christ would be honored, God would be lifted up and proclaimed, and the world and the people you serve would be drawn by the Holy Spirit to Him.
在此为圣工，你被按立，并受命进入教会，也是北美信义会任命你来负起宣教圣道、施行圣礼和关心上帝子民的职分。通过教会和你的圣工，使上帝的名被荣耀、被高举、使人们被主所吸引。
A very special and significant day indeed.
这真是一个非常特殊的日子。
It's also been quite the journey as you consider what has happened over the last several years to bring you to where you are today.
回顾过去几年所发生的事情，那些不寻常的经历引你到了今天的位置。
Baptized by Pastor Lee 15 years ago, having now served in this congregation for the past 2 years, you've now been called to serve as their pastor.And to begin your ministry in what has been for you your mother church.
15年前，李牧师给你施洗，又在这个教会做了两年的实习生。现在你要被按立成为他们的牧者，在你的母会中开始你的圣工。
The Apostle Paul says that our Lord has gifted his church for the sake of ministry.
使徒保罗说，我们的主赐各种恩赐给他的教会。
Some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, pastors and teachers, that the body of Christ might be lifted up, until there's unity and maturity, and until we all continue to grow into the fullness and likeness of Christ.
有做使徒的，有做先知的，有做传福音的，也有做牧师和教师的。所以基督的身体可以被建立，直到我们都有一致的信仰和认识，可以长大成人，达到基督丰盛长成的身量。
This morning, Zukah is being set apart for the purpose of ministry, for the sake of good order, ordained for a specific role and function within the church that is so much greater than us.
现在为了这个圣工，朱科要分别为圣。被按立来承担在教会里的特别职责。
And that leads to the text chosen as our gospel reading, a passage very much appropriate for a day like this.
今天选读的福音经文是一段非常合适现在这个情况的经文。
It's a story of the commissioning of the Apostle Peter to respond to the call of Christ to care for the Lord's flock.
就是彼得回应基督的呼召去牧养主的羊的故事。
The story takes place at a time in Jesus' life, not long after he had died on the cross and been raised from the dead.
故事发生在耶稣刚从死里复活之后。
Not long before he was to leave his disciples, go back into heaven, and send them the promised Holy Spirit who would empower them to carry the good news of God's love for all the world.
发生在耶稣即将离开门徒回天家，并应许圣灵的降临，赐权柄给门徒们向万民传福音之前。
Not long after Peter's denial that he even knew the Lord, that had anything to do with this one called the Christ.
那是在彼得三次不认主，否认自己跟主有任何关系之后。
And not long before Peter himself would be called to lead the apostles and the early church.In proclaiming the life-giving message of salvation found only in Jesus Christ.
在彼得被立为使徒们和早期教会的领袖之前。
You remember the story.
你们都知道这个故事。
Three times Jesus asked Peter the same question, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
耶稣三次为彼得同样的问题，约翰儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And three times it was the same response, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
三次彼得回答了同样的话，是的，主啊，你知道我爱你。
And then three times in response, Jesus calls Peter to show his love and to live out that love by caring for the sheep of Jesus' flock.
三次耶稣呼召彼得，爱主就要爱护他的羊。
And so how does a pastor answer that call?
那么一个牧师当怎样回答这样的呼召呢？
How does one called to serve the Lord show his or her love for the Lord that he or she has been called to serve?
一个被呼召的来服侍教会的可以如何显示他对主的爱呢？
In responding to that question here this morning, on this day when you, Zukah, are being ordained as a pastor in Christ Church, I'll keep it simple, because the call and the calling of a pastor does not have to be complex.
现在朱科，你即将被任命为基督教会的牧师，你要回答这些问题。我希望简单一些，因为呼召牧者不需要弄得太复杂。
Three questions Jesus asked Peter.
耶稣问了彼得三个问题。
Three questions I will ask you.
我也要问你三个问题。
Zukah, child of God, do you love Jesus more than these?
朱科，上帝的儿子，你爱耶稣比这些更深吗？
Then preach his word.
那就去宣讲上帝的道。
Preach his word.
宣讲上帝的道。
We call it the ministry of word and sacrament.
我们称它为宣讲圣道和施行圣礼的圣工。
That's what this service today is all about.
这就是今天这个仪式的意义。
You are being ordained in the ministry of proclaiming the word of God in all of its purity and administering the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion according to the teachings and the traditions and the confessions of the Lutheran Church.
你被按路进入圣宫，要宣讲圣道，并按照信义会的教导、传统和信条施行。施洗洗礼和圣餐。
It is a holy calling, to be sure.
这肯定是一个圣洁的呼召。
It is a sacred calling, without a doubt.
毫无疑问，这是一个神圣的呼召。
But it's a calling centered in the Word of God and in the power inherent in it.
而承接这个呼召是以上帝的话语和能力为中心的。
Listen to the words of Martin Luther, as he speaks of ordination and the centrality of God's word in the calling.
我们来听一下马丁路德所说的案例和以上帝的道为中心的呼召。
Dr. Luther writes, to ordain does not mean to consecrate.
路德不是这样说，案例并不意味着使那人神圣。
Accordingly, if we know of a godly person, we choose that one, and on the strength of the word that is ours, we give that one the authority to preach the word and administer the sacraments.
如果我们知道有一位近前的人，我们就会选召这人，并依赖圣道给他我们的能力，给这人权柄来宣讲圣道，施行圣礼。
That is what it means to ordain.
这就是案例的意思。
The ministry, he says, on the one hand, is not to be unduly exalted among other callings.
路德说，一方面不要过度地崇拜这个圣工，让它高过其他的呼召。
For all callings which in the order of creation contribute to community are equally holy.
按照创造的原则，所有为人类做出贡献的呼召都是同样的神圣。
On the other hand, he writes, the ministry is not to be degraded and made common.
路德又说，另一方面，这个事工也不应该降级变成普通。
The office of the word and sacrament not only lends dignity and authority, but also makes exacting demands.
宣讲圣道和施行圣礼的职位不仅被赋予尊严和权威，而且还有很严格的要求。
It is not a person's gifts, Luther says, and now listen closely, their learning, their efficiency, the charm of their personality which makes that person a minister, but the gospel, the word of God which he is called upon to preach. End of quote.
路德又说，不是个人的才能，不是他的学识和他的效率，不是他的个人魅力使那个人成为牧者，而是因为福音，因为上帝的圣道，你被召去宣讲信息。
Grace alone, faith alone, God's word alone.
唯独恩典，唯独信心，唯独上帝的话语。
Ray, that's what your calling is all about.
朱科，这就是你的呼召。
That's what's at the heart of your ministry.
这才是你圣工的核心。
And that's how, as a pastor, you will show your love for Jesus.
作为牧者，这才显示你对圣耶稣的爱。
In the preaching of God's word.
在宣讲上帝的道中。
In the speaking of God's promise.
在宣讲上帝的应许中。
In the proclamation of God's saving and life-giving message of love and forgiveness for all who place their hope and their trust in His Son, Jesus Christ.
在向那些把盼望和信任放在上帝的儿子耶稣基督身上的会众们宣讲上帝的拯救、爱和宽恕、赐下生命的信息。
It is also the only place in which you will find the power and authority and resources you are going to need to do what you've been called to do. It's the only place.
这是唯一的地方，你会找到你所需要的能力和权柄来完成你被呼召的圣职，这是唯一的地方。
As I look back on my own ministry, 35 years, do you know how long it was after I was ordained when I emptied the well, so to speak, of what I and myself had to bring?
当回顾我自己的35年的侍奉生涯，被案例以后，你知道花多久就用尽了我的存货了吗？
About 6 months, maybe less.
大约就是六个月，也许更少。
And that's when it hit me more clearly and powerfully than ever before that my ministry would not have a chance apart from Christ and the power offered and given in His Word.
那时我才真正意识到，我的圣工若离开基督和他的话语的大能，就会一事无成。
Don't miss what's happening here today and how this all works.
不要忽略现在正在发生的一切。
The questions you will be asked.
你将要被问的问题。
The responses you will give.
你将会给出的回答。
The laying on of hands by myself and the other pastors and the declaration that you will now be authorized to preach and teach and administer the sacraments in Christ's church.
以及我和其他牧者按在你身上的手以及宣告你被赦权。在基督的教会里宣讲圣道。
It's all good.
这都是好的。
It's all important.
都是重要的。
It's all part of the ordered and ordained and orderly approach we take in setting apart one for pastoral ministry.
都是为你在教会事工上分别为圣的步骤。
But the only power you will need and the only power you will have will come from the one and be given to you by the only hands that count.
但是你唯一需要的和拥有的能力将会来自那一双特别的手。
The ones that shaped and formed this world.
那双塑雕和创造这个世界的手。
The ones that became one of us by taking on human flesh.
那位道成肉身成为我们当中一员的那双手。
The ones that were nailed to a tree and were raised from the dead.
那位被钉在木头上又从死里复活的那双手。
The ones that formed you.From the moment you were conceived and that worked through your life to shape you into the person you are today.
那位在你被受孕的那一刻起就开始塑造你使你成为今天的你的那双手。
It is those hands and those hands alone that will uphold you and sustain you and carry you throughout your ministry as you prove your love for Jesus, as you preach and teach with the authority of God's word.
是那双手 在你显示你对耶稣的爱时，在你用上帝而来的权柄宣讲圣道的时候，那唯一的手将维护和支撑着你。
Zuka, child of God, do you love Jesus more than these?
Zuka, 上帝的孩子，你爱耶稣比这些更深吗？
Then preach his word.
那就去宣讲他的道。
Zuka, child of God, do you love Jesus more than these?
Zuka, 上帝的孩子，你爱耶稣比这些更深吗？
Then love his people.
那就去爱他的子民。
Love his people.
爱他的子民。
Where do we even begin when talking about the calling that is ours to love?
当谈到爱的呼召，我们又当从何说起呢？
It is one of the central themes in the scriptures.
这是圣经的中心主题之一。
It is one of the central teachings and truths in all of life.
它是所有关乎生命教导的中心。
The love of God for his world.
那是上帝对世界的爱。
The love of the Father for his children.
那是天父对孩子的爱。
The love of Jesus for his church revealed most clearly in his willingness to go to the cross.
而耶稣对教会的爱在上十字架的那一刻就完全表明了。
In fact, when anyone asks me, as followers of Jesus, how are we to live, I'll often point them to the scriptures and tell them to read the story.
当有人问我作为耶稣的门徒要如何生活，我通常会告诉他们去读圣经里的故事。
If they want something more specific, I'll tell them to read the New Testament or one of the Gospels.
如果他们想知道更详细，我会叫他们读新约和福音书。
Even more specific to the Sermon on the Mount and some of the central teachings of Jesus.
再具体一些，可以读登山宝训和耶稣的一些重要的教导。
And if that's not enough, then I'll tell them to remember the great commandments.To love God with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love their neighbors as themselves.
如果还不够，那我会告诉他们，记住大诫命，就是尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱你的主，其实就是爱人如己。
And if that's not enough, and they want even more, then I tell them to live like Jesus. Do the things he did, and treat others with the same love that Jesus has shown to us.
如果这还不够，他们还想知道更多，那我会告诉他们，像耶稣一样的生活，做他所做的，用他给你的爱来爱别人。
Now, I don't know the people here at Chinese Lutheran Church that you are called to serve.
我不太认识这里的华人信义会里面的成员。
I've only met a few of them here this morning.
今天早上才刚刚跟几个人见面。
I will probably meet more of them after the service is over.
聚会以后，我会跟更多的人见面。
And from what I've seen, and I sense this is really a good group of folks.
但从我看到的和感受到的，我觉得你们是一群很好的会众。
It looks to me like you have a wonderful and a supportive group of people with which to work and to serve.
看来你有一群很好的支持你的和你一起侍奉的人群。
As time goes on, I would imagine those relationships will only become stronger and grow.
随着时间的推移，我可以想象这些关系会变得更好。
But no matter what happens in your ministry, and with these same people, don't ever let this get turned around and forget what your calling is all about.
但是，无论你与这些会众的关系如何，绝对不要忘记你的呼召是什么。
In the church, it is so different than in the world.
在教会里做事跟社会上是完全不同的。
In the world, you know how that works. When we meet somebody, we try to figure out if there's someone we'd like to start hanging out with. We start out first by finding out if we like them.
在社会上，当我们遇到一个人，我们先决定是否要与他建立关系。我们会观察一下，看一看是否喜欢他们。
And if we do, then over time, if the relationship continues and it all goes well, we might begin to develop a love.
如果可以，如果关系可以继续下去，如果顺利，那么我们可能进入到更深的一个关系，那就是去爱他。
But in the church, as followers of Jesus, that all gets turned around.
但在教会里，作为耶稣的门徒，建立关系是反过来的。
It is the opposite.
是相反的。
In the church, Jesus says that we are to love people from the start.
在教会里，耶稣告诉我们，我们要先爱。
That's where it all begins.
那就是一切的开始。
And then maybe over time he tells us we might even learn to like those entrusted to our care.
随着时间的推移，我们可以去学习，去喜欢那些上帝委托给我们的人。
But whether we like them or not is not the point.
我们是否喜欢他，这不是重点。
The point is that we are called to love, and not because they will always be so lovable, but because while we were still unlovable,Jesus died for us.
重点是我们被呼召去爱，不是因为他们可爱，而是因为当我们不可爱的时候，耶稣就为我们死了。
Ray, you are to love the members of Chinese Lutheran Church of Honolulu as Jesus does.
朱科，你要像耶稣一样爱着华人信义会的成员。
Unconditionally, with no strings attached, nothing expected in return.
无条件的，不带任何条件的，没有回报的爱。
Invitationally, with open arms for everyone for whom Christ died.
欢迎的，欢迎每一位基督为他死的人。
Inclusively, knowing that God's love for his people knows no boundaries.
包容的，要明白上帝对他的子民的爱是没有界限的。
Sacrificially, giving up your life because of the one who already and long ago gave his life.For you.
牺牲的献上你自己为活祭，因为那一位为你献出了他的生命。
Exemplary, that others might follow in your steps.
做个榜样，其他的人才会跟从主的脚步。
And eternally, all the way through your ministry, all the way into the kingdom of God.
永恒的，通过你的圣工去爱人，直到进入上帝的天国。
Now this may or may not come as a surprise to you, but there will probably be some people in your congregation you don't like.
也许不是太惊讶的，在教会里有你不喜欢的人。
There probably will be.
会有的。
There certainly were for me in the two congregations I served.
在我曾经侍奉的两个教会当中，我就有过。
And it was probably true for them toward me as well.
也许他们也不喜欢我。
It doesn't matter.
没关系。
No matter how that plays out for you, in this place or in whatever places in the body of Christ where you may end up, that's not the point.
不管结果如何，在这个地方或在其他的教会，基督身体里侍奉都没关系。
The point is that your calling in every place and with every people is to love.
重点是。你被呼召去在任何地方爱所有的人。
By this, the world will know that your love for Jesus is real if you love those you are called to serve.
如果你爱那些你去服侍的人，世界就会认出你对耶稣的爱是真实的。
Zuka, child of God, do you love Jesus more than these? Then preach his word.
朱科，上帝的孩子，你爱耶稣比这些更深吗？那就去宣讲他的道。
Zuka, child of God, do you love Jesus more than these? Then love his people.
朱科，上帝的儿子，你爱耶稣比这些更深吗？就去爱他的子民。
Zuka, child of God, do you love Jesus more than these? Then stay the course.
朱科，上帝的孩子，你爱耶稣比这些更深吗？那就要持守住这个方向。
Ray, you are beginning your ministry in one of the most challenging times I've ever seen.
朱科，你的圣工即将开始，是在我见过的最具有挑战性的时刻。
You need to keep your distance.
你需要保持距离。
You need to be careful with how many and how often you decide to meet.
你需要谨慎地决定和哪一些人见面。
Bible classes are a challenge.
圣经，开圣经课成了挑战。
Confirmation is different.
开圣经，坚信班也不一样了。
Visitation, if it can happen, takes on a less than personal wearing a mask approach.
如果可以探访，戴口罩也使人感觉得很疏远。
It's a challenging time to begin your ministry.
这是一个充满挑战的时刻，你开始了圣工。
At the same time, it is an opportunistic time.
但是这也是一个机会。
People need community.
人们需要团体。
They need to come together.
他们需要在一起。
And not only do they need to come together in community, but they need to know that they are loved, receive what only Christ can give, and be fed with the only food in this world that lasts.
不仅人们需要在一起，而且他们需要知道他们被爱，接受那只有从基督而来的爱，他们需要被喂养那永不毁坏的灵粮。
And that need is not only found within the church by those who already know, but it's a growing and a need outside of the church in the lives of those who are still longing and needing to find out.
不仅是来自教会里的人有这种需要，而且教会之外的需要也越来越大。
There will be a lot of things happening in the coming years that you will never see coming until they do.
在接下来的日子里，有许多是你从来没有想过的事会发生。
There'll be a lot of things coming that you'll never know how they will happen until they play themselves out.
许多事情会发生，以后你才会知道。
But no matter what happens, and no matter what comes your way, and when and how, in whatever ways it plays out, it will play out as one more piece in a perfect and a perfected puzzle being put together by our loving and sovereign and eternal God.
但是无论发生什么，无论何时何地，它就如一块又一块的拼图，被永恒爱你的上帝拼凑在一起，最后成为一幅完美的图画。
In the story we read today, Jesus closes his conversation with Peter by commanding him to follow.
在今天我们读的圣经故事中，最后耶稣命令彼得来跟随他。
Let me close my message this morning by sharing with you one of my favorite pastoral stories.
我也用一个我喜欢的牧者的故事来结束今天的信息。
It's one you may have heard before, but I believe it fits.
也许你已经听过了，但是我觉得它比较合适今天的场景。
It's a story about a preacher who was visiting one of his longtime members in her home.
是一个牧者去探访一个老姐妹的故事。
As he sat on the couch during the visit, he noticed a large bowl of peanuts sitting next to the table and asked the woman if he might have some.
当牧师坐在沙发上的时候，他看到桌上有一碗花生米，他就问那个老姐妹是否可以吃。
Sure, she said, help yourself.
当然可以了，他回答。
And so he did. In fact, by the time the visit had ended, the pastor had finished the entire bowl.
他就边吃边抬。很快就吃完了那一整碗的花生米。
Before getting up to leave, realizing what had just happened, he apologized to the woman for having eaten all of her peanuts.
在离开前，他才意识到自己吃完了整碗的花生米，他就向那个老姐妹道歉。
And that's when the woman assured him it was all right.
老姐妹安慰他说没关系。
Don't worry about it, she said. Don't give it a second thought.
哦，不要担心，不必多想。
Because ever since I lost my teeth, all I can do is suck off the chocolate.
自从我失去牙以后，我只能吸掉花生米外面的巧克力了。
Ray, your ministry will be filled with surprises.
朱克，你的圣工里会充满了惊奇。
Some of them pleasant.
有些是令人愉快的。
Some of them not.
有些不是。
No promises as you become a pastor in Christ Church.
作为基督的教会，这是没有保证的。
But whatever happens along the way, don't lose sight of your calling.
但是无论发生什么，都不要转移你被呼召的目的。
Preach the word.
宣告上帝的道。
Love your people.
爱上帝的子民。
Stay the course.
坚持到底。
So that through your ministry, the body of Christ might be built up until there's unity and maturity.And we, until we all continue to grow into the fullness and likeness of Christ.
通过你的圣工建立基督的身体，直到众人可以长大成人，达到耶稣基督丰盛长成的身量。
And along the way, no matter what surprises might come your way, hang on to Jesus.
一路上无论发生什么，紧紧抓住耶稣。
Follow him wherever you go.
无论走到哪里，都要跟随他。
He is your hope.
他是你的盼望。
He is your only real and lasting strength.
他是你唯一的力量。
And the people and the congregations you serve, they all belong to him.
你所服侍的会众都属于他。
God's richest blessings to you in your ministry.
上帝大大的赐福给你的圣工。
God's peace as you answer the call to follow.
当你回应呼召，上帝的平安与你同在。
Amen.
Amen.